Chapter 1. The World Before Pong. You can't say that video games grew out of pinball, but you can assume that video games wouldn't have happened without it. It's like bicycles and automobiles. One industry leads to the other, and then they exist side by side. But you had to have bicycles to one day have motor cars. Stephen Baxter, former producer, the CNN Computer Connection. The beginnings of pinball. New technologies do not simply spring out of thin air. They need to be associated with familiar industries or ideas. People may have jokingly referred to the first automobiles as horseless carriages, but the name also helped define them. The name changed them from nebulous, unexplainable machines to an extension of an already accepted mode of transportation. Although video games are a relatively new phenomena, they benefited from a close relationship with the well-established amusement industry. The amusement industry, in turn, has long suffered from a lack of legitimacy. As it turned out, however, legitimacy would never be much of an issue for video games. The beginnings of pinball can be traced back to bagatelle, a form of billiards in which players use a cue to shoot balls up a sloped table. The goal of the game was to get the balls into one of 9 cups placed along the face of the table. Abraham Lincoln was said to have played bagatelle. No surviving records explain why the cue sticks and bagatelle were replaced with a device called a plunger, but for some reason the evolution took place, and the game transformed into a new sport called pinball before the turn of the century. If one event paved the way for today's computer and video game industry, it was David Gottlieb's Baffle Ball. The founder of D. Gottlieb & Company, David Gottlieb was a short, stocky man with a full head of brown hair and an ever-present cigar in his mouth. A showman and an inventor, he once made a living by taking carnival games to oil workers in remote Midwestern oil fields. He understood the balance of chance and skill that made games fun, and had a talent for refining ideas to make them more fun. In 1931, Gottlieb created a game called Baffle Ball. Baffle Ball used no electricity.